We're joined now by Knoxville boys basketball senior player Caden Smith as the Panthers get a 83-44 victory over Fort Madison. Caden, I know you guys were focused, ready. That was impressive. My goodness. I don't think anyone saw a 39-point victory, but you know, gladly you'll take it and move on.
Yeah, we were definitely expecting something a lot closer than that. But Keedy, throughout the week, he gave us a good game plan that we stuck with, and we just got to put our trust in him. And the game plan, I didn't expect to come out and start like that, but I guess his game plan, it works.
It just looked like you had them completely out of sorts right from the start, and you really weren't doing anything exotic on defense, where you were just playing your normal straight-up defense and, you know, hey, try to score on us.
Yeah, and that really helped when Landon hit shots too. Yeah. That kind of gets him frustrated when you get scored on like that. But yeah, I mean, we didn't do anything special. We were just playing our defense. So
their length, I know that was probably a little bit of a concern. You don't see a lot of that in South Central Conference. Probably didn't see a lot of that, especially during the season. What kind of things was Keedy telling you about the length of Fort Madison?
Yeah, we knew they were tall, lengthy, and very athletic, and we had to make up for it. I think we did.
Let's talk about you. You were on the injured list for a little bit with your knee. That looked painful against Oskaloosa, but you know, you're back. What's percentage-wise, you know, 70, 80, 90? I mean, where are you at right now with that?
I'd say probably about 90%. I still have a little pain in the front of it, but, I mean, I'm good to go.
What happened earlier in the game? You were kind of down there in the corner squatting down.
So I may have been a little over-hustling for
for
what I should have been doing with my injury, but me and this kid hit heads at half court, and I kind of got the wind knocked out of me, so I just needed to catch my breath a little
bit. All right, well, you got back up off the bench, and I said this entire gymnasium let out a sigh of relief. This season has been such a special year for you guys. Did you ever think 23-0 and, you know, at this point in the season?
No, we never. You know, we knew we had to take it one game at a time. First get through conference and beat Pella. That's one of them. But we just had to take it one game at a time, and so far it's a long ride.
Yeah, let's go back to that Pella game. I know it seems like years ago, but how fun was that night? That this place was a madhouse, and I mean, they came in and they just flat got blown out. Now they've gotten better, but my gosh, that was a fun night.
Yeah, it was kind of the same tonight, you know. We expected a lot closer game, and the crowd was about the exact same as that night, and it was about the same outcome, too.
Just to talk about the community support you guys have had, it just seems like this whole town is rallying around you guys to, you know, to push you along. Do you kind of feel that this community is kind of pushing you guys along, say, hey, you guys go out there, you know, as long as you're doing what you're doing, we're going to be here to support you?
Yeah, that is great to see. Just from the bench, just looking over on this side of the bleachers and just seeing it packed. And you haven't seen that in Knoxville basketball for quite a while. So,
and what about your schoolmates over there? I mean, that Panther pit was full and loud tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to have them. It helps us get in the opposing team's head a little bit too, so that helps us a little bit. And the energy, I love the energy.
You come back here on Monday. At this point, either Keokuk or Mount Vernon, or have we found out yet?
I think somebody came up to me and said Keokuk.
Keokuk.
I'm not 100%.
And I'm not surprised. Someone told me Keokuk would maybe come through that, but we'll get a official. But, you know, another team potentially having to ride a bus for 2.5 to 3 hours. How much of an advantage is that Monday and tonight and last Monday to see a team come in from 2 hours and have to, you know, do a little extra stretching and kind of getting out of their comfort zone?
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about having home court advantage and stuff like that, because we had about a 2 hour drive to Cedar Rapids Prairie for a scrimmage, and we did not play very well. So I know how those bus rides can affect you, and, yeah, they're brutal.
What's going to be the mindset? This is probably going to be the biggest game in Knoxville boys history in quite a while. Are you guys just going to treat it, hey, another game, another chance to go out and prove to everybody how we do things?
Yeah, it's just another game, another 32 minutes that we got to play good defense, and maybe offense, maybe the ball will score, but we got to play better defense. And maybe right. there will be a road trip to the well.
Hey, next road trip, hopefully you're heading to Des Moines. Caden, yep. Great to see you out there again. And, let's go get him Monday.
Thank you.
That's Caden Smith, Knoxville boys basketball senior. And we'll be back for more after this on KNIA.